From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Roddy Nickpour. Federal officials are now taking public comments about the draft environmental impact statement for the proposed Northern Corridor. From KUER's Southwest News Bureau, Lexi Peary tells us about the routes that they're studying in and out of the Red Cliffs National Conservation Area.
The draft statement examines the environmental effects of five alternatives that could potentially alleviate traffic in Washington County, with three running through the conservation area. It's not the first time a road like this has been considered, but it is the first time alternatives outside of the protected area have been studied, according to Sarah Thomas, a member of the local conservation group.
Hopefully, this indicates a willingness to support the St. George community in relieving traffic congestion without sacrificing our quality of life or damaging this really special place.
Bureau of Land Management spokesperson Christian Van Huysen said if a route outside of the protected area is ultimately chosen, it will be out of federal agents' hands.
Now, analyzing that potential socioeconomic and other impacts of the alternatives in the draft EIS will provide a helpful comparison to the traffic modeling of the alternatives that involve a transportation corridor across the Red Cliffs NCA.
The draft statement is open for public comment until September 10th, and a final decision is expected by early 2021. Lexi Peary, KUER News.
A concert took place in Iron County over the weekend, despite a recent spike in new cases across Utah. The Salt Lake Tribune reports 5,000 people showed up on Saturday to hear country singer Colin Ray. The event had been canceled two times before. It was originally scheduled in Kaysville last month and then in Tooele County. Utah Business Revival organized the event. They say they've become frustrated with the country's willingness to shut down economic activity. Meanwhile, Governor Gary Herbert and state health officials have asked Utahns to be serious about wearing face masks and social distancing. Leaders in Salt Lake City say that the pandemic is speeding up ideas to make the city easier to walk and bike in. Mayor Aaron Mendenhall says one way to do that is by extending a tracks rail into the Granary District south of downtown. She says that would spur more development in the area.
We change the scale of that entire neighborhood. We change the accessibility. We change how many stinking parking spaces we need to build, which is expensive and frankly a waste of our future space.
City officials also point to ideas like the Open Streets program. It closed off a dozen city roads to cars in order to help people spend time outside and maintain social distancing. Many residents say that they want to see this program become permanent. Mendenhall says thanks to federal COVID relief money meant for developing public transit, those changes could come sooner than originally planned. Utah's Department of Health has reported more than 730 new cases of COVID-19 over the weekend. Yesterday was the fifth day in a row when health officials announced more than 300 new daily cases. Friday marked the most deaths from the virus in a single day, but officials reported no deaths over the weekend. The Latinx community continues to endure the hardest hits, making up the highest percentage of Utah's cases. So far, nearly 268,000 people have been tested, and more than 8,200 are considered recovered. The usual white shirt and tie will not be the only outfit choice anymore for LDS missions. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints announced on Friday that some men will now be able to wear blue dress shirts and no ties on their missions. While many still wear white shirts and ties, the regional church leaders now have the option to allow new attire if they say it helps safety, effectiveness, approachability, and cultural sensitivity. Nearly 90% of businesses in the outdoor recreation industry have been forced to lay off or furlough employees due to the pandemic. From the Mountain West News Bureau, Noah Glick reports.
Those numbers are according to a survey conducted by the Outdoor Recreation Roundtable, a coalition of outdoor trade groups and businesses. 9 out of 10 businesses said they've had to reduce staff, and close to all are seeing declining sales. Jessica Wall is the organization's executive director. She says the pandemic has affected every facet of the industry, and that will take time to rebuild.
It's not like we were normal and we're going back to normal. It's, you know, we were shut down for 3 months. And now we're going back to a new normal that looks really different than it did in February.
Wall says before the pandemic, the industry had been seeing all-time highs since the Great Recession. But she says there are some positive signs moving forward. For one, sales of RVs, bikes, and fishing licenses are up. So is interest in outdoor rec. Wall says one thing that could help in the short term is if Congress passes the Great American Outdoors Act. That legislation would provide funding for maintenance backlogs and create thousands of outdoor jobs. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.
You're listening to KUER News. I'm Roddy Nickpour.